Mike Tagubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're delighted that you've turned your radio dial to join us again for a few moments of fellowship around the precious Word of the Lord. We're continuing in our study concerning the last week of the Lord Jesus, including His death, burial, and resurrection. It's called the Passion Week. And we're in the book of Matthew today, chapter 24, if you'd like to get your Bible or New Testament and follow along with us. We've been doing a brief review here, trying to get back into our study because we haven't studied this portion of Scripture since last year. And so we've forgotten a little bit about what we discussed last time, and so we're doing a brief review. And we invite you to follow along with us. Beginning with verse 4 of Matthew 24, we read, And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Now again, Satan is a master at deception. Let me read to you again what Revelation chapter 12 and verse 9 says. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. I want you to notice that, beloved, which deceiveth the whole world. Satan is a master at deception. He is a master at trying to make things appear to be what they are not. And the Lord Jesus warned about Satan and his devious and wicked ways. In the book of John, chapter 8, we read these words concerning the Lord Jesus as he was speaking to the religious crowd there in Israel. He was speaking to the Sadducees and the Pharisees, a couple of denominations, you might call it, of Judaism. The religion of the Jewish people, which was the foundation for Christianity. And these people were caught up in their traditions and in their practices, in their ceremonies. And so they would not accept the Lord Jesus Christ, and they were seeking to kill him and to put the Lord Jesus to death. And Jesus said in verse 36 of John 8, If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that you're Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. Now remember, he's speaking to the religious crowd. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, We be not born of fornication. They were saying that Christ was born illegitimately, that he was not born truly of a righteous descendant, because they didn't understand that Jesus was virgin-born, that no man had anything to do with the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was virgin-born, and they didn't understand that, and so they were saying that he was born of fornication, that he was born out of wedlock, and that was a lie of the devil. But you see how deceptive Satan is. He's a master at deceiving and blinding people to the knowledge of the truth. Hold your place here, if you would, please, and go with me over to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4. And I want to read to you what the Scripture says in 2 Corinthians, chapter 4. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3, But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. in whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." You see, Satan is spoken of as the god of this world, and he blinds the minds and the hearts of people and seeks to keep people from the knowledge of the truth and from coming to know the true and the living God. And so he creates false religions. He binds people up in religion in order to keep them from Jesus Christ and the knowledge of the truth. And he's devised all kinds of false religions and has deceived people who are false prophets deceived by Satan himself, and who are involved in religion seeking to get people to follow their false teachings and their false religions, because Satan has deceived them and has blinded them, just as these religious people we're reading about here in John chapter 8 were deceived and blinded by Satan. And so the Lord Jesus said, they said, "We are, our father is Abraham." And Jesus said unto them, "If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father." Then said they to him, "We be not born of fornication," saying that Jesus Christ, implying that he was born of fornication, "we have one Father, even God." Jesus said unto them, "If God were your Father, ye would love me, for I proceed forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me." John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Yes, God the Father sent the Lord Jesus Christ into the world. And Jesus said there in verse 43, "Why do you not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word." Again, they were blinded by the god of this world, in whom the god of this world, verse 4 of 2 Corinthians 4, "in whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus our Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake." Oh, beloved, you see, these people were blinded. They were very religious, but they knew not the truth, and they did not have a personal relationship with Almighty God. And so notice verse 44 of John chapter 8. Jesus says, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him." Beloved, I want you to get that. There's no truth in Satan. Nothing he speaks of, nothing that he uses people that he has deceived and speaks through them is true. He mixes lies with truth. And it may sound good, but beloved, don't be deceived. Don't be led astray. Don't be blinded by their deception. Because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Also, I want you to notice the first part of verse 44 there in John 8. "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do." Beloved, this is another deception of Satan that is very prevalent in the world that we're living in today. The lusts of the flesh. How many people are confused about the difference between love and lust? And there's a world of difference between the two. God is love. If you'll go to that little short book in front of the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, which is 1 John, and there's in 1 John, verse chapter 4, we read these words beginning with verse 7. "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." You see, beloved, God is the source of real love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us, and sent His Son to be the propitiation, the sacrifice, the mercy seat for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. To love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected in us. God is love, beloved. He's the source of love. But Satan is the source of lust. And that's what we read here in John 8. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. Oh, listen, beloved, religions that murder people, religions that put people to death, that's not of God. That's not Christ's way. God is love. God is not a murderer. Satan is the murderer. Satan is the one who deceives and blinds people and leads them to kill for the sake of their religion. That is religion, and that is a religion of the devil, because Satan is a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in the devil, beloved. He is a liar, and he's the father of lies. And thus he is a master at deception, and he delights in blinding people from the truth. Now, beloved, many of our movies in this day and age portray lust as love, and lust and love are a world apart. There's no love and no lust in love. God is love, but Satan is the one who promotes lust and seeks to deceive and blind people from the truth. And again, thus we see that many people are deceived. And this is the warning that's given here to the people that the Lord Jesus is speaking to in Matthew 24, to His disciples. He said, "Take heed that no man deceive you." What is the difference between love and lust? Love gives. Love thinks about what's for the benefit of the one that's loved. But lust is selfish. Lust is self-centered. Lust wants what it wants when it wants it, and doesn't care who gets hurt trying to get it. The difference between love and lust. Oh, beloved, be not deceived. Till next time, goodbye.